It is Monday morning, Parshas Vayikra, Tavshin Pedalid. We are beginning Sefer Vayikra, the book of Leviticus. Why is it called Leviticus in English? Because it is the book of, presumably, the Levites. But we're going to see it. We're going to see about this. The truth of the matter is there's a lot to say about how history has been unkind to Sefer Vayikra.
That's where the boys start with.
The Medrash says that just like children who are very young, all right, they are pure without sin, so they should begin their Chumash with Vayikra, which is also about Karbonis, which about purity. And that's why there's a minhag in Klal Yisrael that even though we start with Bereishis, but they begin just at the very beginning, they start with Vayikra just to fulfill this chazal, to start with Vayikra. There's been what is known as the priestly code. There have been those Bible critics, or I should say those are critical of the Bible, that have thrown all kinds of derision at Sefer Vayikra to say that it's self-serving, that it is meant, it was written by priests to serve themselves for karbonas and so on and so forth. Truth be told, that Vayikra is a book that has produced probably more scholarship in Klal Yisrael than any other book. You have this, they have the Torah's Kahanim, you have all of the Gemaras, and you have the Yerushalmis, and you have Kutchim, and you have so many halachas that are darshaned from Sefer Kahanim. But again, it's always been with challenges in terms of the history and the derision that the Jews have suffered, and because of the book of Vayikra. So they call that Leviticus. We call it Vayikra, and Hashem called out because that's the first word. Okay, the Hakadama, the introduction to Sefer Vayikra, I think is something that we should learn from the Ramban. The Ramban that I'm looking at, and I don't know what you have in yours. The only one that has the one I'm looking at is Michael on page, because I have the English Hebrew, but there's others as well. The Ramban begins with a poem. Do you see where it says Ba'oz Mechin Tevel V'Shamayim Shafrat? Do you see that? It's an introductory poem. We're not going to learn the poem. He calls from a number of psukim in Yirmiyahu and Iyov and Tehillim. And he praises the Rabbanu Shel Olam and gives him that he is giving him the power to write the book of to write this Pirush in Vayikra. So let's start with Sefer Vayikra. HaSefer Hazeh, do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay. HaSefer Hazeh Hu Toras Kohanim VaHalavim. It's the Torah of the Kohanim and the Levim. Now right away there are Mefarshim who ask the question that it really is not the Torah of Levim, it's the Torah of Kahanim. Why is it called the Torah HaLevim? Because if you go through Sefer Vayikra, you're really not going to find anything or much at all that has to do with the Levim. In fact, it's only in Sefer Bamidbar where you're going to find the various tasks of the Levim and also the Masros that go to them and so on and so forth, and the and how the Levim were inaugurated, if you will. So why does the Ramban say that this is called the Book of Levim? So there are two contemporary Sfarim that deal with this question. One is the Yekev Ephraim, which we have here, authored by a Hasidic Yid that lives in Borough Park. He was once here many years ago for a chasana, and he gave the shul that set of Ramban a very, very good pirush that he wrote called the Yekev Ephraim, and also Reb Meir Soloveitchik and his Sefer on Chumash. So they bring this Ramban, and they said Vitzorch Bir Lashon Ramban. He says we have to understand the Ramban. What does it mean? The Torahs Kahanim V'Halavim. In this Chumash, we're basically only learning the dinim of the Kahanim and not the dinim of Levim. He says, now he does say, Reb Meir Soloveitchik suggests something very interesting. In Parshas Shmini, which we'll read in a couple of weeks, it says that Moshe called to Mishael and Elzaphan, these are Levian, and this is after Nadav and Avihu had died, right, in the service of, they brought the machta, they brought the incense, they died. So Moshe commanded Mishael and Elzaphan to retrieve the bodies. And the question is, why were they called to retrieve the bodies? What was special about Mishael and Elzaphan? So there the Ramban says, because when there's a need to enter into the Mishkan, into the Ol Moed, right, which was the case over there, because that's where they died. The Karbasam of Hashem v'Yamus, another than Avihu died when they were making the sacrifice. So again, I'm not reading from the Ramban, I'm reading from Rav Meir Soloveitchik the Sefer. If there's ever a need to do something to repair the Ol Moed, right, or to retrieve something that became tamei, so therefore the Levim are the ones that take preface before the Yisraelim, the Zorim. This is a Torah Kahanim. It's a Gemara in Erevin. It says Hakol Nichnasim BaHechal Livnas L'Sakin L'Hotzi Satuma. Everyone could go in to make repairs on the Hechal and to fix things up and to retrieve that which is Tamei. The mitzvah would be first. The hierarchy is first. The Kahanim should go in to do those things. If there are no Kahanim available, then the Levium would go in. If there's no Levium, only then would a non-Kohen Levi go. A Zar would go in. And this is you see this in from the Gemara. So the fact that Moshe, because really there's holiness there, and we don't go into the Ol Moed for no reason at all. So if there's a need to go in for mundane things, in other words, to paint up, to fix up, to retrieve something, let's say there's a sheretz that fell there, you have to retrieve it. So the holier people go in, namely the Kahanim. If they're not available, then the Levim. If they're not available, then anyone else. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu called Dafka Mishael Veltzofen to take out Avihu. So it comes out that this pasuk is telling me in Shmini something special about the Levium over a non Kohen or Levi. The fact that because it's holy to go in there, and no one just goes in there for mundane purposes unless there's a real need, and even then, the holier the person, he has the hierarchy in terms of going in there. So therefore, in a sense, he says you have in this sefer, this story where Mishael Veltzofen was given the go-ahead to do something which indicated their higher level of Kedusha. He says, but to say that's why the Ramban refers to this whole book of Sefer HaLevim would be a little difficult, okay? And he and this Yegev Ephraim suggest that the Ramban perhaps could be amended to read not Kohanim v'HaLevim, take out the Vav, Kohanim HaLevim, the Kohanim who are Levites. Meaning to say, and many times you find that the Gemara says in Yevamos, Bechov Dalet Mekomos, there are 24 places where in the Chumash Kohanim are called Levim. Okay, this if you're interested, it's on Peivav Amud Beis Masechta Yevamos. So therefore, you do find that the title of Levium is sometimes used to describe as an adjective in describing Kohanim. So it would make sense. Sometimes they're called Kohanim HaLevium, and he's a little bit more elaborate and safer and proves his point out. So I just wanted to say that it's very interesting that I've only seen this comment from two contemporary Talmidei Chachamim, I mean, Reb Meir Soloveitchik was nifter a few years ago, contemporary in our generation. And so again, so let's start again for the Ramban HaSefer HaSeh, who turns to Kohanim v'Halavim, or according to their Tikkun, it's Kohanim HaLevim. Yevar b'inyanei HaKarbanos Kulan u'Mishmeres HaMishkan. So it clarifies all matters regarding Karbanos, the sacrifices, and the maintaining of the Mishmar, means the watching of, the maintaining the sanctity of the Mishkan. Ki kasher haya sefer ha'archa b'inyan ha'golos v'agolim imenu, because the previous book of Shmos was all about the Golus, the exile in Egypt, and the redemption from Egypt. That was what Sefer Shmos was. It's called the Sefer. We know that it's called the Sefer HaGeula. V'hishlima b'iyin ol moed v'chved Hashem Hashem moleis ha-mishkan. And the Sefer HaGeula concluded with the erection of the ol moed, and the glory of Hashem filled the tabernacle. Now, if you remember, the Hakdama, the introduction of the Ramban back on the Book of Shmos is that what is the Mishkan doing in the Book of Shmos? The Book of Shmos has to do with the Egypt and the 10 plagues and the splitting of the sea and the redemption. He says because we're not truly redeemed until we have reached the level of our forefathers, and that is only going to be the case when we have the Mishkan. So the goal of redemption is not just the redemption of the physical bondage in Egypt. To be a free person is a great thing, right? Abraham Lincoln accomplished emancipation of slaves, but that was a physical emancipation. But the Sefer HaGeula was a spiritual emancipation because it allowed us to go forward and to create for ourselves an abode for the Shekhinah, which brings us back to the prior level of our Ava. So that's the Ramban, the famous Ramban in Sefer Shmos. So here the Ramban is kind of alluding to that very, very briefly, very succinctly, when he says that the Book of Geula concluded with the Ol Moed and the glory of Hashem. So now, after that was accomplished, Tzivohu b'karbonis v'shmiras ha-mishkan. Now, the pasuk commands Moshe regarding the karbonis and guarding of the sanctity of the mishkan. Sheyu ha-karbonis kapor lahem, that the karbonis should be a kapora for Klal Yisrael, v'lo yigrimu lahem ha-avonos l'siluk ha-shchina, and that sacrifices should not, the sacrifices should be an atonement for them, for their sins, and their sins should not be the cause to suffer the departure of the Shekhinah. Okay, in other words, we have to maintain the pristine nature of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the source for the Shekhinah of Hashem. So it's in our hands. It's ours to lose. In other words, because if we do the Averis, then we drive out the Shekhinah. And therefore, if we do Averos, we have to have a way to undo those Averos. So if a Jew sins, so then what he does is he goes with the Karbanos, he goes into the Mishkan, he brings this Karbanos, and therefore he restores the Kedushas. That's the Ramban. It's very interesting how he's learning that the reason we have the Karbanos, this is at least one thing he's saying, that the Karbanos is always there to restore the Kedusha that we may have lost through our Averos, okay? Because when we do Averos, we introduce Tuma, a state of spiritual uncleanliness. So I saw I'm not sure even where I saw this in one of the svarim that I was using to prepare, and maybe it's one of the mafarshim that you're using. And the question is that there, I don't have a good answer to this, but we'll just throw out the question, and that is the Ramban is saying that if not for the karbonis, so that we chase out Hashem's Shekhinah by doing Averis. And therefore, to atone for that, we bring Karbanos. Now, what kind of Averis are Karbanos brought for? Are they for intentional or unintentional sins? It's a shogeg for unintentional, like a chatas is a sin offering, an asham. If we do it unintentionally, well, if we do an avera unintentionally, it doesn't drive out the Shekhinah, it doesn't introduce tuma. When the Chumash says that if you do these averas, you are banishing the kedusha, that's always a reference to if we're sinning willingly, knowingly, maliciously against Hashem. But if we're doing it unintentionally, we forgot that it's Shabbos today, and we did an Aver on Shabbos, we were Mechal Shabbos, we forgot that it's Shabbos. Okay, we didn't do it willingly. There's a way to atone for that. That's the carbon. But in the wake of the Aver that you did unintentional, that's driving away the Shekhinah from the Mishkan. So the commentary that I'm quoting from is asking that L'chor doesn't seem to be the case. So what does the Ramban mean here when he says that you need the korban to restore the Shekhinah? The korban only comes for an Avera of Bishogeg. If you did a Bishogeg, it doesn't drive away the Shekhinah anyway. Okay, so that's one thought. Again, and remember, because we're going to, over the course of the week, we're going to learn together also the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what is the reason that karbonos are brought. What is the philosophical understanding of karbonos, right? Now, and we'll see. That's the Ramban further along in this parsha. That has to be learned well. But you see here that the Ramban kind of says it in his Akdama that the reason for the sacrifices is to be able to maintain the level of Kedusha that we have after a Jew does an avera where that kedusha was lost. V'tziva b'kahanim hanigikoshim el Hashem shizkachu, and it commanded and Sefer Vayikra the kahanim who approach Hashem that they're the ones and they should be sanctified. She is kadashu. The kahanim are sanctified. Shehizra altumus mikdash v'kadashu. It warned them against contaminating the mishkan and all the other anyanim of kedusha, the sacrificial foods. In other words, the kahanim are the ones that are commanded to maintain a state of tahara. V'gam shelo yehersu lalos al Hashem, and they should not break through to ascend Hashem. What does this mean? K'mosha amar daber al Aaron achichav al yevo b'cholais. In Parshas Achrei Mos, it says, speak to Aaron and tell him that he does not have a right to come to the inner sanctum whenever he wants. It has to be with a certain protocol. It has to be with the protocol of the Avoda on Yom Kippur. Only on Yom Kippur can the Kohen Gadol enter the inner sanctum, right? So in other words, there are limitations to what, how much Kedusha we could access. We cannot access it. It's only the Kohen. And even then, there are certain protocols that he has to employ to be able to do that. And otherwise, it would be breaking through, right? According to the Pasuk, it would be breaking through that, to go to Hashem. Then this is a reference that the Klai Yisrael should maintain its distance at Har Sinai. Remember, they had to remain a distance. They weren't allowed to come too close. And afterwards, it sets boundary against the Mishkan, like the boundaries that are sent from Har Sinai, that at the time that we went to receive the Torah, we couldn't go in whenever we wanted. Now, this makes perfect sense according to the Ramban's understanding. Again, earlier in Shmos, if you remember, the Ramban elaborates the following point, and we'll end with this, that the Mishkan experience is a hemshech, it's a continuation of the experience of Har Sinai. The Sinaic, is that the way you pronounce it? Experience, right? Where Hashem appears to Moshe, that's revisited at the time of the Mishkan. And Hashem, just like Hashem spoke to Moshe in Har Sinai, Hashem speaks to Moshe mibein hakruvim, between the Kruvim. And so there are parallels between the Kedusha of Har Sinai, the experience, I should say, of Har Sinai, and the experience of the Mishkan. And Mela, this makes perfect sense when the Ramban says, he mirrors this. And the same way that there were limitations, we couldn't just take any kedusha we wanted from Har Sinai, we had to be magbil, we had to refrain, we had to stay away. So the same thing is that kedusha, which is now transplanted from Har Sinai, it's in the Mishkan, there are also limitations, and it's not a free-for-all that we can access it whenever we want. It has to be with very strict protocols. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue this tomorrow morning.